It's Weekend with Wiser, and there is so much going on. Of course, the Grand Prix kicks off Rev Your Engines on February 27th through March 1st. And for the first ever, there'll be the NASCAR Craftsman Trucks Go Party in the Park downtown. It's going to be an amazing event. You'll get to meet the drivers on the 26th. And, you know, it's just probably one of my favorite things to do. There are so many things to do. Let's get right down to it. If you haven't been to 7C, the Saturday morning stage is really a lot of fun. And coming up on the 28th is Ella Jett. Coming up on the 21st from 10 to noon is Jim Miller. And the amazing, absolutely amazing Muriel Anderson will be there this week on the 20th. Also coming up, March 20th, is fingerstyle guitarist Richard Smith. On March 18th, it is the Riders in the Round. And the Purple Holes will be at 7C on March 6th. And yes, absolutely, Muriel Anderson, the harp guitarist, incredible, incredible musician, February 20th. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. The Suncoast Jazz Festival. As you know, Joan Dragon has stepped down after many years of doing this. And this Saturday, February 21st, there'll be a special evening at the Palladium at St. Petersburg College. It'll feature performances by a pair of wonderful New York-based jazz artists, and it will also include the presentation of the 2026 Palladium Jazz Awards. The Palladium's Paul Wilborn will recognize festival executive Joan Dragon and board member photographer Stephen Splane, who will be honored for their lasting contributions to the jazz community. So the special evening kicks off with Allison Briggs, the glamour girl of jazz from Carnegie Hall to jazz at Lincoln Center. Allison transports audiences with her sultry voice. The second set features Suncoast favorite guitarist Nate Najjar, appearing with Grammy-nominated pianist and vocalist, radio host, humorist Judy Carmichael, one of the world's leading interpreters of stride piano. The evening's being presented by the Palladium in partnership with WSF Public Media and Jazz on Arts Access Florida. Congratulations to Joan for all of her hard work. And we're very excited to say that there is so many places you can hear music in town. And it's every place from the Central Park Performing Arts Center. The Jazz Club of Sarasota has the Sarasota Jazz Festival March 9th through the 14th. The Suncoast Dixieland Jazz Society is at Cove Key Golf Club on the third Sunday of each month. The Gulf Coast Banjo Society is at Snook Haven. The Monday Night Jazz Jam is at the Hangar Restaurant and Flight. And, of course, you can catch Tom Katz at CJ Backstage. Concerts at Peace Memorial. We're going to tell you a little bit more about that coming up at the Fort Harrison, the Pink Building. And so, folks, there's so much going on. And, of course, where local music lives on Radio St. Pete, we're proud to be a sponsor and partner of Suncoast Jazz Festival. Are you ready to celebrate St. Patrick's Day? Well, Patio Furniture will be performing, our friend Carrie Riley, on March 8th. They'll perform at the Dunedin Brewery, then March 14th at Tampa's River of Green. Also going on is the 4th Annual Patty Fest at Williams Park, March 13th through the 15th, featuring live music, a 90-foot obstacle course, and Irish cuisine. Key events include also the Mary Margaret's Old Irish Tavern on Thirst Street Block Party, all on March 17th. Among the incredible musicians performing at Patty Fest St. Pete are Derek Warfield and the Young Wolftones, the Byrne Brothers, Seven Nations, the Gobshites, the Bawdy Boys, and additional performances by Dunedin Pipe Band, Suncoast United Pipes, Drums of Dunedin, the St. Pete's Irish Dance, the Scarish Irish Dancers, Brendan Nolan, Chad McDonald, John Kelly and son, Corey Van Valen, and Cage O'Hanlon. And if that's not enough, then you can find more entertainment in Clearwater for St. Patrick's Day on March 17th and on Corey Avenue on March 17th, where Sandy Bottom Boys, the Beach Rats, and Big Brother will play. There's some incredible stuff going on around March as well. March 14th, Blues Me Away, the Sean Chambers and Savoy Rhythm Section are bringing their powerhouse blend of Florida blues and British blues rock to the Palladium side door. And just like a Rolling Stone, mark your calendars now for May 21st for the Forever Young Bob Dylan's 85th Bash. Happy Hour with the Historian celebrates 13 years. Now, if you missed John Wilson in February, you can catch our own Dan Hirschberg play ball on March 12th, Baseball Tales of Pinellas County. On April 9th, Dr. Gary Mormino, The Triumphs and Failures of 1930s Florida. And if you haven't gotten your tickets yet for the soiree for the St. Petersburg Museum of History at the Vinoy on Saturday, please go to the St. Petersburg Museum of History. There are just a few tickets left. Other things going on in the arts are Gasparilla Festival of the Arts. The top event features 92,000 in prizes with local and national artists. There are 250 artists in Tampa. This is on the 28th and March 1st. On February 28th, there is Nelson Mariscal, Music with Tim Bahada, R.J. Halson, Discord Theory, New Heights Dance Academy, and our very favorite Jerry X. Finishing up that day is Have Gun Will Travel. On March 1st, we have Tone IE, the band Wolfgang Amadeus, Mountain Holler, and Astro, which is Ashley Smith and the Random Occurrence. There are VIP experiences. There are Arts in Progress, where you can watch artists creating things. There are a children's place where children can learn to get art and make art. And there is also an artist area where student artists and disabled artists are in the community outreach village. It's just an incredible event. So don't miss that as well. Also going on the same weekend, as if you didn't have enough to do, is Yes to See Blues Festival, one of our favorites. And this year's entertainment lineup is Saturday the 28th, Bren Prestage, Angela Easley, Selwyn Birchwood, Matthias Latin, followed by Robert John and the Wrecked at 7:30 on Sunday, March 1st. Bren Prestage, Parker Barrow, Piper and the Hard Times, Gypsy Blue Review, and the North Mississippi All-Stars. There is so much fun. There's great food. There's seafood. There's a waterfront view. There's all kinds of vendors. So, you know, it's really a great time. Ruth Eckert Hall is welcoming Jay Leno and Arsenio Hall to Ruth Eckert Hall on the February 27th. The Gulfport Chamber is hosting the Gulfport Plein Art Festival. That is a lot of fun, and that is going on April 13th through the 18th. Sunny Delights is set for Morian Center for the Art on March 14th. Eric Doctors will present a dollop of artistic sunshine and well-being throughout his ceramic exhibition. And I want you all to note that June Bunch is also having an exhibit in April. Brooker Creek also has a plein art event, and that is going to be on February 20th and 21st. If you haven't gone to Brooker Creek, the preserve is an amazing place to walk and hike. Palm Harbor also has the 12th annual ACECOM. Takes place on Saturday and Sunday, March 7th through 18th. 7th through 8th. It's an anime, comic book, and pop culture experience. If you love that, Imagine Museum also has a number of things going on. I love me some Spyro Gyra, and I've been going to the Capitol Theater on February 27th at 8 p.m. Styx is performing with Cheap Trick at the Baycare Sound on February 27th. Alicia Witt will be at the Capitol Theater on March 1st. St. Paul and the Broken Bones are performing at Janice Live February 28th. Steve Hackett is performing on February 26th in Clearwater at Ruth Eckert Hall. Safety Harbor Art and Music Center has Bobby Rush, the blues musician. That's going on March 2nd. And the Tarpon Springs Performing Arts Center has the Sensational Soul Crushers on February 27th through 28th. You know, there's just a lot of stuff going on. There's also some great Baroque music Saturday, February 28th at the Cathedral Church of St. Petersburg. St. Pete Baroque with Mia Magano returns. So that is also going on. Now, have you gotten things to do yet? Oh, so much going on. The Glassy Art Ventures is at Imagine Museum this weekend on Saturday. Walk, Run, and Play at Southwest Rec Park on Saturday. The St. Petersburg Black History Tours continue at Campbell Park Recreation Center. Of course, the St. Petersburg Museum of History has wonderful trolley and boat tours, baseball and civil rights tours, and that is also going on. There's also Mezzo Market downtown on Saturday from 11 to 4 o'clock. The Saturday market has moved to Tropicana Field because they're building out, the Grand Prix. On Sunday, Corey Avenue Sunday Fresh Market, Market on Main and Safety Harbor, and the Corey Avenue Market goes on. There is a Vinoy Sunday Market as well. There is Art in the Park at John P. Lawrence Pioneer Park, and the Tampa Bay Jewish Festival is also going on. Spring training is here, and it is such a wonderful time to be here in Florida. There are so many people training here, so let's just get right down to it. So games in Japan, Miami, Houston, San Juan, Puerto Rico, part of the World Baseball Classic that's going to be coming up. As usual, the Rays set up shop in Port Charlotte The first spring opener is scheduled for February 21, so it's up and running. The New York Yankees are at Steinbrenner Field. The Philadelphia Phillies at BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater. Check all these websites because they all have so many fun things going on during the week. Toronto Blue Jays are at TD Ballpark in Dunedin. Pittsburgh Pirates are at Lecom Park in Bradenton. And the Baltimore Orioles at Smith Stadium in Sarasota. And Detroit Tigers, Publix Field at Jogurt Machant Stadium in Lakeland. That is really going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, I like all the events that go on with it, and you can check out all the foods in the stadiums. And we're really excited about the Tropicana Field. The Rays will be open on the road for 9 games, and then they will break in the new Tropicana Field on April 6th against the Chicago Cubs, and that's going to be great. So we were at Rays Fan Fest last year. The other great thing that's going on is that the MLB teams will play exhibitions on March 3rd and 4th against national teams, prepping for the World Baseball Classic, which opens March 6th in the Tampa area. You have Columbia versus the Pirates at Bradenton March 3rd, Netherlands versus Orioles at Sarasota March 3rd, Panama versus the Yankees at Tampa March 3rd. Are you getting a feeling that this is like the Olympics? It is. Canada versus the Phillies at Clearwater March 4th, Columbia versus the Braves at Northport March 4th, and Netherlands versus the Rays at Port Charlotte March 4th. Another thing that's going on is March 19th through 22nd. The top prospects from each team will do a series of exhibitions involving the Pirates, the Orioles, the Phillies, and the Yankees. I just want to remind you that the concerts at the Peace Memorial are pretty special. We've enjoyed them, and it is an incredible place to catch music and to enjoy really a significantly unique place. It's the second Sundays at 3 p.m., and the last one is March. It runs from October to March. So for Weekend with Wiser, aloha. See you around town.